This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I want to show you this before and after that CNN put together of Donald Trump before his trip to China, talking about all the concessions he'll get and how China is ripping us off, talking all big and bold, versus how he talked about it after his visit to China. And then we're going to dig into the lack of any substance, the lack of any concessions Trump is able to get from these countries. And for somebody who got into office and did all this grandiose bullying of all of our allies mainly, he really can't get concessions when shit hits the fan and when it hits rubber hits the road. Like, we are now at a time in this Iran war and in these China negotiations when it is getting serious. We need to be taking things seriously. And he's just not. Take a look at this and make sure you drop a like. Subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We are building an amazing community to fight for pro-democracy values. Watch.
We can't continue to allow China to rape our country.
China's taking our jobs, our money.
We've had a fantastic relationship. Such respect for China.
We don't want you buying our land. We don't want you taking the land and basically taking it off the market.
You want to see farm prices drop? You want to see farmers lose a lot of money? Just take that out of the market.
There are about 31%, almost 31% of foreigners coming to Harvard. It's too much because we have Americans that want to go there.
I could tell them I don't want any students. It's a very insulting thing to say to a country. If you want to see a university system die, take a 500,000 people out of it.
Did you guys just see that back and forth? Literally back-to-back clips. In one clip, he says China is raping the United States. And the next clip, he says, very respectful meeting with a very respectful country. In one clip, he's talking about Chinese ownership of U.S. farmland. And then in the interview last night, he's not really worried about it. He was against foreign students at U.S. universities like 3 months ago. Then after this meeting, he's the one that bowed down. And listen, he arrived at the correct position. We should have students at our universities from the best and brightest cities and countries across the globe. That is how we, you know, drain all of the best people into the United States and innovate and create a beautiful country. But Donald Trump is flip-flopping on a daily basis, and this is dangerous for the United States. This is humiliating for the United States. I want to start off with this clip of Bret Baier asking Donald Trump about his comments on the White House front lawn about not even caring about Americans' financial situations at all. I thought Trump's answer is awful. He doubles down, and then the interview continues as Bret Baier tries to press for any concession we got from China. Anything. Did we get, you know, some sort of anything? And Trump can't name anything.
Cold pundits jumped all over this statement that you made the other day. You were asked on the when you were leaving.
What extent are American financial situations motivating you to make a deal?
Not even a little bit. The only thing that matters when I'm talking about Iran, they can't have a nuclear weapon. I don't think about American financial situation. I don't think about anybody. I think about one thing. We cannot let Iran have a nuclear weapon. That's all.
That's right. That's a perfect statement. So, make it again.
You can imagine how many people stop the soundbite I don't think about America's financial situation. So what's your response to that framework?
It's very simple. When people hear me say it, everybody agrees. Short-term pain. It's going to be short-term pain. But the pain is much less than people thought. Because people thought that the oil would go up to $250. You know, it was $99 yesterday, $99 a barrel. I thought it might go up to $200. I was okay with that. Not that I wanted it, but you cannot let them have a nuclear weapon.
Dude, gas prices are up to $4.50 in most states. The anticipatory increase in price is because people are, as I said, anticipating that this is going to go on for a while. Donald Trump is trying to downplay the damage he's doing to the American people when he said the other day, he doesn't care. He doesn't really think of it. He He's never had to think of healthcare throughout his life. Never once in his life has he had to think of the cost of groceries or trying to get to work or how much it's going to cost or using public transportation. None of this. He's had it all just given to him. So why would we expect him to think about this when he's in power now? Here is Bret Baier pushing on gas prices.
Prices in America are still high, painfully high.
They're going to drop like a rock as soon as
it's over.
Yeah.
Painfully high, though, now, and could be creeping higher before it's done.
Excuse me. Lower than Biden, and much lower than people thought they'd be.
This inflation number is going up. You're right. It's much lower than President Biden's was, but it's going up under you.
It's going up. Thank you. Bret Baier is finally using some of the talking points that I've been saying on CNN. Inflation has gone up since Donald Trump took office. Unemployment has gone up since Donald Trump took office. Gas prices are incredibly high, and Trump said they're going to drop like a rock soon. He also used the short-term pain for long-term gain line in the previous clip I played. When does the long-term gain part kick in? Because he said the same thing when he enacted tariffs 16 months ago. He said, this is for short-term pain. We'll have long-term gain very soon. When does the long-term gain part kick in? Nobody's ever going to claim the economy was perfect during Biden's 4 years. That's not a claim that you should make. It's not defensible. It was painful under Biden due to a lot of extrinsic factors. But when Biden left office, he had stabilized things to a solid degree. Inflation was down. Gas prices were down. Unemployment was lowering very rapidly. Trump has spiked all of those things. And that is what is important to point out. That is the real problem here. Trump shot himself in the foot and shot every American in the foot. Now, Iran is holding a gas nozzle to our head, essentially saying we have all the leverage. But continuing, Bret Baier asks Donald Trump, what is the most significant win you got from China? And he asks, what's the specific win? Like, name something specific. And Trump gives the worst answer I've ever heard. He can't name a single concession.
You've said that this summit is a success. As you get ready to head back to Washington, what's the most significant specific thing you walk away from here for the U.S.?
I think the most important thing is relationship. It's all about relationship. I have a very good relationship with President Xi and with China. And it sounds like something that doesn't mean anything, but it's everything in deal making and problems we've solved.
It sounds like something that doesn't mean anything, but it's everything, dog.
The two of us have solved a lot of problems between that somebody else would have maybe.
Name one. Name one then. Wouldn't you be able to name a specific win? Donald Trump flew to China with a few goals in mind. At first, they were ambitious. Then he had to tone down the ambition when he realized China was not playing ball. Here's the reality. He wanted to get some Boeing jets sold from the United States to China and declare that as a victory. And then he wanted to pressure Xi to place pressure on the Iranians to open the strait and end this war. Xi Jinping, in his mind, is thinking, never interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake. Why would they interrupt the United States when we are burning through our missile stockpiles, our interceptor stockpiles, our precision munitions? All of this is being burned through. That's one less missile China has to worry about every single time we waste one in the Iranian war. So China is thinking of this in a rather zero-sum way. They're saying, listen, we are going to just sit back and let this happen. Trump got zero concessions other than some vague relations. By the way, I think we should have a good relationship with China. That's not a bad thing. I think we should try to become closer with China. But the way that he talked in this grandiose, puffy manner and then says the best thing that he got was relationship? What are we doing here? Here's him with a very hunched over body. As Aaron Rupar points out, get a load of Trump's hunched over body language in this.
But as you do fly back on,
it's a body language of defeat. Even if he claims success, it's defeat.
Air Force One, you feel like this was a success. A
fantastic success. And the relationship, look, with two very powerful countries, I call it the G2. There's nobody comes close. We are more powerful than China. We were heading in the wrong direction. We were going to be a failed nation. We were doubling our welfare.
Lord have mercy. Look at his body language there. That's pretty bad.
We were heading in the wrong direction. We were going to be a failed nation. We were doubling our welfare, and nobody was investing here. We have $18 trillion coming in. I mean, I was congratulated by President Xi in front of both groups.
Jesus, dude. They try to say that Democrats are like treasonous communists. Donald Trump is currently, last night, he was in China talking about how the United States is a failing nation. That is closer to treason than anything I've heard any Democrat ever say. I want to play you this clip where Brett Baer asks him straight up a question that I would ask. I would say something like this as well. You like to talk about cards, and you like to say Iran doesn't have any cards, but how are they still playing them?
Just like we knock out the drug dealers.
You like to talk about cards. It seems like they're playing with a bad deck, to your point.
They have no deck.
But they're still playing.
No, the only thing they have going is a fake press. They know how well we're doing militarily. And then at the request of a very nice group of people from Pakistan who are very close to Iran, I didn't go that final. They said, could you stop, we're going to make a deal. And we really had the confines of a deal. No nuclear, they were going to give us the dust, nuclear dust, they were going to, everything we wanted. And every time they make a deal, the next day it's like we didn't have that conversation. And that's taken place about five times. There's something wrong with them.
Dude, they're toying with you. They're literally playing with you. They have the leverage and they have Donald Trump in checkmate. They can withstand the Strait of Hormuz being closed, the blockade, for 4 or 5 more months, according to CIA reports. The global economy cannot withstand that. So they have a metaphorical gas nozzle to the head of the globe. Number two, if Donald Trump were to launch escalatory strikes, Iran would just go all out and strike any infrastructure they can in the Middle East, therefore spiking gas prices again. They have Trump checkmated, so they're playing with him. They're stringing him along. They're leading him on, as people would say. And he's in an interview complaining on Fox News about how the United States was a failing nation and how Xi Jinping was able to convince him of that. Dog, he's getting played by world leaders all around. Xi Jinping is talking to Trump about how we're a failing nation under Biden while Trump is actively failing at an Iran war. It's awful. We have to continue to push back against this type of chaos. If you appreciate this type of pro-democracy content, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.